The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The first condition that Hashem has, Rachmim, paying attention to, is Rachmanos throughout history. So we're talking about the first condition that Hashem has in such a perfect fashion, the tremendous rachmim and ava to us. Esim, the Chavis of Ava said he has rachmonos to the entire Bria. Chanam v'racham Hashem erach apayim. We say every day, it's all encompassing rachmonos. But Esim, it's important to pay attention to the fact that it's a specific rachmanos and chasadim to us. And when you stress the personal relationship that Hashem has with you, that is something that gives a different dimension to the bitachon that you could have on Hashem. So I want to give an example of the way we say every day the rachmanos that Hashem has on us, not just now, but throughout history. So those of us that daven in the morning, we say, Hodel Hashem, Kiru Ishmoy. So, it's something we say every day. Very often it goes a little bit too quick because we may be a little bit late or we skip part of it. But it's good to just pay attention how Chazal set up the beginning of the Psuke de Zimra. Because all the tefillahs that we say, the brachos that we say, have that power of bringing us into the world of Bitachon of Hashem. So, the Hodel starts off by saying, remind yourself of the niflois that Hashem did. Zichu niflois Hashem also. Zer Yisrael Avdo Ibn Yaakov Bechira, of where is chosen nation. Remember the bris that he made with us. Starting from Avraham Avinu, he already made a bris that set up for us all the special hanhoga that Hashem will do with Kol Yisrael throughout history. Asher Koras Avraham Shu Asa LeYitzchok. And the schools of the others, Akeda and other mice and tovim of them, like Midel Yaakov, Lechok, Yisrael, Bris Oilam. It's the eternal Bris that we have, the northern nation has. Leim Lechot and Ezkenor, Hashem promised us Eretz Yisrael, which in that schools we're here today, and the supernatural existence here in Eretz Yisrael, against all odds. Nobody dreamt that this would happen. In the time of the Holocaust, it looked like the Judaism was finished, not only in Europe, in Russia, and even Eretz Yisrael, the only ones that were here, not the only ones, the ones that were running were the secular Zionists and had no interest at all in Yiddishkeit. And it says, even though we started very small, there were big kings against us throughout history, the world powers, try to overpower us and destroy us physically, spiritually, emotionally. We're coming up to Hanukkah now. And all these situations, Hashem said, they may not have heard it, but he carried out what he said. I'm not going to let you touch my appointed nation. And those people that are my prophets, that heard my voice in Har Sinai, no one's going to be able to destroy them. That is the starting point of the Hoidu. So it has this, every day we're reminding ourselves that the special relationship in the chasodim and the bris and the chesed that Hashem has with us didn't even start today. It's natural to us. We're part of that special nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the way we build our bitochen, of paying attention to that special
Kol HaLashon
relationship that we have, and we look at throughout history, this hope has been said for thousands of years, and since it was written in the first time in the Tanakh, Klai Yisrael went through so many situations that they tried to destroy us, and we're still here. That is the biggest chizik that Hashem is with us. I'm going to skip to the very end of the Hodu. At the end of the Hodu, we say, Hashem tzvokes ashrei odom b'teach boch. How fortunate is the person that has bitachon Hashem. Because Hashem Yishia, Melech Yaneinu V'yom Kareinu, we know that you are the one. We will just have to call out to you. That's all Hashem wants from us, and that's what we have to do. If we have needs, call out to Hashem. Turn to the right address. People spend so much time and effort on all kind of schoolers and kind of other things. Those are all kimat worthless. The most powerful tool we have is to call out to Hashem. And then, Hoshia Samecho, we are your nation. You will give us salvation. Vorchas Nachosecho, you'll give us brocha. Ureim v'nasim ad oilam, you always uplift us. And just these psukim, pay attention, such beautiful psukim of Bitochen Hashem. Nafshein chiksol Hashem, we're just waiting for Hashem, because we know He's Hezreinu Mogineinu, He's the one who helps and He protects us. We need protection nowadays from different machlas. We need it from spiritual machlas, from the physical machla in the world. We're saying that every morning, reminding ourselves, I'm using the past experience that you have done for Klal Yisrael throughout history, and now I'm just waiting for your help and your protection. I'm not afraid of anything. I do what I have to do, but I know that I'm in your hands. Ki vo yismach libeinu k'shem kol tshuvotochnu. My life will always be sameach. You have people that go through their whole lives miserable because they're not focusing on all that goodness they have from Hashem. Yismach libeinu. That's the state of Klal Yisrael. B'simcha. Why? K'shem kol tshuvotochnu. Your hanhoga, holy. Holy doesn't just mean holy. It means uplifted. There's nothing that sways you or shakes you away from what you want to do. And you want to have us as your nation. And therefore I rely on you, Botochnum. And therefore, Yichasach Hashem Aleinu Kashi Yichanu Loch. Your chesed will be upon us, just like we are yearning. We know it all can happen. And in Mela, we ask Hashem, please show us chastecho, v'yishachat itenonu, bring us your salvation. Kumas v'salonu v'deinu man chastecho. Here. Once again, reminding ourselves, you're the same one that took us out of Mitzrayim, the hardest possible situation that a human being could be in. And all we need is, that's what Hashem tells us. Open up your mouth and I will fill it up with goodness. The tremendous simcha and feeling of being fortunate that we are a special nation, that Hashem is our personal God who's watching over us. And therefore, ani b'chasecho b'tachti, I have b'tochen in your chesed. Yo gelivi b'yishuasecha. I'm just looking forward to the simcha of the Yeshua. Oshir la'Hashem ki gomal aloi. So this is such a beautiful way to continue the way we started our day. The birchas hashachar. If we don't have time to say the hodu every day, but when we say it, pay attention to what we're saying. These two points. Point number one is looking at Hashem's track record with us. The entire nation, the bris He made thousands of years ago, and how He has carried through with it till this very day, here living in Eretz Yisrael. And that gives us the ability and the feeling of Ashrei Om Shekochala, how fortunate we are, and we're miyachal to Hashem, and hachav picho v'amleyu. We just open up our mouths and turn to Hashem, and He'll give us everything we need. So a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.